Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Isaiah Likely met with the media for the start of Ravens OTAs in Owings Mills.
What's up, y'all? Love to be back. If y'all didn't know, now y'all know. Got a softball event at the Rip Stadium. Y'all gonna have offense, defense for bragging rights. You know, sponsored by yours truly for the Special Olympics, Ravens Foundation. Hope to see all y'all there. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Y'all gonna see a little more talking than y'all doing OTAs going into training camp.
When is it?
This weekend. Yes, ma'am.
How did you choose
special? So really, you know, I just asked my marketing team, you know, who really wants to tie in, trying to get back to Baltimore. I do my own camp in Massachusetts, but I felt like, you know, since Baltimore took an opportunity on me 4 years ago, I mean, I wanted to always give back, just didn't know how. They told me Special Olympics was, you know, ready for do it, and I was like, man, let's do it right there in Baltimore.
So who do you think the best softball player is, other than yourself?
Other than me? Some guys said they've never even hit with a baseball bat. But Nick Moore is going to be out there, so if you're going to be in center field, I duck. But, yeah, they said he's probably the best one out there, other than me, of course. Of course. Not the best hitter. I used to pitch, play center field, but went to the cages. Went to the cages a little bit. I'm going to go back in a couple of days. Going to go back. Oh, yeah. I mean, I had seen some tweets saying, you know, L is going to be out there pitching. And I was like, dang, I guess it's time to tweet out, you know, get the juices flowing. Definitely would hit 4 home runs off of L, though, for sure.
I mean,
it was awesome today. I mean, L was finally out here, you know, finally had, you know, QB1 out there, you know, juices flowing. Everybody's, you know, really back in, inside, you know. Mad, it was raining outside. I love being outside, but finally back running around with everybody. Finally got to see everybody running around. Always good to have everybody back.
Does that change things when he's out there, even though like, it's OTAs and it's, you know, lot to get through? But does it change, like, just the aura of practice or whatever?
For sure. I mean, I feel like everybody's always joyful to get back to football, but once you see 8 running around, having fun, you know, lighting up smiles around everybody, that's just a different level of joy that everybody on the field really goes up to. You know, finally having one of your leaders, really your top dog, out there showing that he's ready to get back to work.
Isaiah, Mark was asked about all three of the top tight ends are going into the last years of your deal. How do you look at that? I mean, would you like to have an extension before the season? Do you try to put it out of your head? Like, what's your mindset on that whole thing?
I mean, I tell everybody, I love the Ravens. I love the, you know, the city, the feel. You know, y'all brought me in, made me feel like I was part of the family. From my rookie year till now, I mean, obviously, you know, everybody's dream to get extended, but I just keep one foot in front of the other. I try to stay in the moment, stay, you know, where my feet are, and really just play, have fun, and let the plays happen. And then whatever happens, I let God take care of that.
Isaiah, I don't know if you saw the off-season speculation about Mark's status and all that stuff, but I know how much you love Mark.
For
sure.
How
glad are you that he's still a Raven?
Man, I tell everybody, that's big brother. I mean, I'm glad everybody's speculations died down. And I finally, you know, have to give him a hug when we came in because, you know, we finally back at it. We finally back on the turf together. I mean, that's big brother. I mean, he's been teaching me since I got here, since I stepped foot being a Raven, from run game, pass game, how to watch film, how to take care of my body, and really just dwell on, take care of every moment in the league. So I'm glad to have him back, glad to have 8-9 with me all the time. I said, don't let one play really let you forget that you're all pro Mark. I mean, everybody knows fantastic plays Mark's been making before I even got here. So I just always, you know, just shot him a text, you know, obviously to don't let one moment dwell on, you know, what you've always accomplished and what you're, you know, you're striving for in the future. And, you know, him being him, obviously he's going to really just watch, you know, take it all in, let the moment happen, and just be a pro. I mean, that's what, you know, I feel like I look up to Mark in those situations because he's a pro's pro. I mean, at this point now, he's already moved past it. He's ready for next year. I feel like y'all going to really smile when y'all see 8-9 out there.
You've established yourself these last few years. What are you, like, what is your expectation and goals going into this year?
Really just, I mean, I tell everybody, just trying to be that chess piece. I mean, I feel like in the offense, whether I'm out wide, in line, in the backfield, anywhere, just really just understand and make plays where there's plays that really aren't there to be made. Just always, you know, trying to go the distance, whether I catch a pass, whether I'm blocking down the field, always trying to make an explosive play happen whether I'm on the field.
You've become one of the guys that Lamar really trusts in these scramble drill situations. I mean, how much do you expect that to continue to uptick, and how much do you kind of thrive on those types of moments too?
Man, I love those type of moments because in my mind, it's either my ball or nobody's when, you know, the quarterback trusts you to put yourself in a position to, you know, make those type of spectacular plays. And L, you know, with L, the play's never dead till the whistle blows. So really just being able to either throw my hand, run across the field, wherever, just having him be able to trust me to throw the ball wherever I am and understand that Zay's going to always make me right. I mean, that's just, you know, a blessing having that type of trust from your quarterback and really just knowing that, you know, he trusts me to the point because we do it in practice so much where it's he knows that I'm such a competitor when the ball's in the air that I'm always going to try to make the play.
Is there one additional thing you'd like to bring to your game this year? Seeing you develop as a blocker in particular, is there one additional thing you'd like to
bring? I'd say, like, really just honing in on everything to my game to really just be the best version of myself. I mean, going into year four where it's now it's, you know, I've watched myself grow up to this point, but now it's just watching film on, you know, the little things I've been doing years prior, you know, the good, the bad, the in-between, and really just amping up and really just understand that whatever I've done to this point hasn't brought us the ultimate goal. So everybody obviously has something to work on, but, like, just me being me, I'm always going to just watch myself and mount here in those little details.
Jay, I don't recall seeing this level of attendance in early season OTA like this. Was there a mandate that when someone said, hey, everyone, we really all need to be here, you know, from the jump like this?
I feel like everybody got the memo after the last game of the year. I mean, when you don't reach your ultimate goal, which is to, you know, win and hold that trophy and smile with everybody, everybody's always hungry to get back to the next season and really get done. And knowing, you know, the team we have, the chemistry we have, and the leaders that we have, everybody's always itching to come back, play football, and really just get that job done now.
What's impressed you about how DeAndre Hopkins wins as a receiver?
I mean, just seeing D-Hop, I mean, obviously – I think he's in year 13 now. I think that's what he said. Just watching how he practices as a pro, he's always, since I've seen him, he's always smiling out here, always having fun. I didn't know that he was going to be as funny as he is. I mean, now that, you know, he's grown accustomed to really the Ravens, he's going to see how funny we actually are. But seeing him, how he practices, you know, watching him catch the ball, watching him going out there, he was blocking a rep during Skelly. We caught the ball. He's out there blocking during Skelly. So that just always shows that, you know, he's ready to get after. He's ready to be on the football field, and you need that from a leader in that aspect in the receiver room.
What's your sense of the role he's going to take on in the playmaker mix?
I feel like he's just going to be him. I mean, we have a bunch of playmakers on the field at all times where everybody can go the distance. So I feel like, you know, when the plays are there for him to be made, whether the ball's in his hand, whether he's blocking down the field, whether it's, you know, those crucial situations on third down, whenever, in the red zone, whenever, he's going to be there to make those plays.
Isaiah, you talked about Lamar Jackson having fun, DeAndre Hopkins being more funny than you expected. How does forming those interpersonal bonds help you guys on the field holding each other accountable? Do you think that makes it easier to have communication and, you know, be able to give each other feedback?
For sure. I mean, because at the end of the day, this is a little kid's game that we're playing. And I feel like, you know, every time we're out here on the field, if somebody's not laughing, somebody's, you know, dwelling on something they've done in the past, I feel like there's somebody on the field that's always going to make them laugh or try to remind them that don't dwell on it. I mean, we're out here finally, you know, you're playing the game that you wanted since you've been a little kid. So, you know, having vets having that same mantra come in, run around, have fun, have that type of aura, it just shows the rookies that, like, you know, you're new, obviously, but, like, this is a fun sport. This is where you want to be. This is where you've been trying to get your whole life. So just enjoy it, be where your feet are, and have fun. Appreciate y'all.